So what's up, guys? I'm here again. I've been trying to record a podcast this today, earlier today, and I think yesterday also, but for some reason I don't feel like I have much to say, and also I don't feel like I have, you know, the necessity, the need to speak like I felt before, you know. I don't know. Lately I've been feeling more calm, that's for sure. But at the same time, I feel a little, I can sense that time is passing by so fast that I will have to leave soon, and that kind of makes me sad. Of course, it makes me sad. But in general, I've been trying to enjoy, you know. I've been using the swimming pool like way more than last year, which is great. Considering that I don't love water much, but you know how humans are, like, you know, we just feel like if something is disappearing or if something is going away, we have to enjoy it, because we tend to, of course, take everything for granted. You know, 3 months, less than 3 months here left. I wanna just enjoy and take everything, which also means that my ex has this, everybody is on holidays these days, these weeks around here, so is she, and she's planning on going on to the beach this Saturday morning, to see her brothers, because they are there already at the coast, and I don't really want to go. You know, her sister is gonna be there, with her niece, and you know, I don't know. I don't feel really excited about going to the beach this time. I don't know, and I know this is going to be my last opportunity, at least this time around, you know, of going there and try to have fun, but it's going to be like 3 or 4 days, and I don't know if I have the energy to, you know, to socialize every day and every night with people. Her brothers are small. Well, there are three of them, but there are only going to be two of them, I guess. I don't know. I mean, anyway, the oldest is 15. Then the other one is 13. And the smallest is 11. So, yeah, they're pretty young. And I love them. I really do. They're super smart and intelligent and funny guys. But I'm just still thinking if I have the energy to, you know, socialize with them, and you know how kids are, that they just want to go and be active all day and go do this and that and go to swim, and I don't really know. We'll see. And after that, after going to the beach, the plan is to come back here To the city, and then the next day to go to another city, which is like 6 hours driving. Again, with we're supposed to take her brothers with us. So, yeah, it's gonna be interesting if I decide to go, because those are gonna be longer holidays, I guess. No, vacation. Vacations. So, yeah, we're going to go to this other place where her mom has a house. We went there last year and I really liked it. I liked it way more than beach. Like I said, the beaches here are not pretty and the weather is not pretty, although it's summer. But I prefer to stay in the city when it comes to summer instead of going to the beach, because it's also always windy and the sand goes to your face and I'm always cold and it's not so really nice for me. I know I may sound like I'm so fucking spoiled or whatever, but I'm just telling you how I feel. But I might go to this other place. It's a small town, it has a river, and you can go hiking and you can do more stuff. So I might join them there instead of the beach. So I guess we'll see. And yeah, because this is really gonna be my last kind of time to get to hang out with them. Then I have to go back to my country, and then I was thinking about, because I have this ticket of my favorite band, Nightwish. I don't know if you guys know Nightwish. It's my favorite band ever. I like many, many other bands, but this has a really special place in my heart. And I've seen Nightwish a couple of times, and we have tickets since before the pandemic. But of course, they postponed the concert. So it's supposed to be this October. And yeah, my ex told me, why don't you come? Why don't you come back in October to see the concert? And I was like, well, yeah, that's a good idea, actually. I wanna be there at the concert. And because at the end of the day, my ex and I, we get along pretty great. I mean, we've been friends way before the romantic relationship started, so I don't see a problem about remain friends or go back being friends after all this relationship. So yeah, I think that would be actually great. I have to, of course, first have a good economic situation to be able to come back here and maybe for a week or two. I don't know. But yeah, that's what I've been thinking. And yeah, just basically I've been enjoying the weather. It's been like around 36. The other day, like a couple of days, was 40, degrees Celsius. Celsius. God. And I love it. I love the humidity and the, you know, and being able to use the swimming pool. It's just something that I am really grateful for. That I'm going to certainly miss. And I'm still unsure of about what I will do back home. Like, if staying for a year or if moving to the beach, you know, same doubts. And, well, I just wanted to, you know, tell you that I'm doing okay. I'm eating a little better than before. At least I'm still here. At least I'm a little bit, you know, my mood is not that bad anymore, I guess. Although sometimes I feel upset in general, you know, with all the situation and everything that happened. And my mind still kind of plays those tricks where I feel bad and you know, guilty and all that, same story. But I just wanna be present and be here in the moment and I wanna live the moment that I have to go back home. I need to feel like I enjoyed until the last day here, you know. Like I said, it's not like a forever goodbye, because we are going to remain friends. And all these it's a good thing that's, you know, that's been happening, and it's a good decision that we made. And yeah, just going with the flow. Actually, also another thing that I wanted to share is that I've been chatting with a couple of people from groups, Facebook groups, and you know, it's cool, it's fun. We're getting along, and we have kind of similar interests. And I'm not saying that I'm trying to, you know, date, because no, I don't really want to do that right now. I don't feel ready at all. But you know, just to be free and to feel like there are people out there who feel kind of like similar to the way I feel, you know, when it comes to music and when it comes to, you know, mental health and, you know, life in general. Like, as you know, my ex and I are very different in many things, which also, you know, it's not that great when you wanna have a relationship. Sometimes it gets like a little, I don't know, like you cannot share some cool things that are important to you, because you know the other person just takes them like a joke, or yeah, you know what I mean, I hope. So yeah, it's cool to meet people with a similar mindset and whatever. So yeah, but right now, you know, I'm not interested in dating anyone. because I don't want to fuck things up, basically. I'm not ready. I'm not healed. Not only healed from the breakup, but healed, like, mentally, like, emotionally, like, I need to keep my emotions, like, I have to control my emotions before even try to share my life with someone else. So I still have a lot of work to do, and yeah, at least, you know, like I said, I'm not completely depressed anymore. I'm still doing medication, but I'm lowering the dosage because I haven't seen my psychiatrist. He didn't reply anymore, so, you know, I just said, fuck this, I'm not going to pay him anymore, and I can do this on my own, and I'm gonna just lower the dosage slowly. And I've been doing that, and I feel okay, I guess. It's yeah, I don't, like I said many times, I don't wanna be on medication forever. So that's it. Tomorrow again, I have therapy with my psychologist. I didn't have therapy last week because he wasn't there. He was, I don't know, he couldn't. So tomorrow, let's see what happens. He's cool, so, you know, I'm gonna see him. Sometimes I also feel like, okay, what's the point on keep seeing him? But, you know, why not? Because the last time I saw him, like, we talked about being or feeling in the asexual spectrum. Like, I told him, like, you know, I don't really care about sex and all that. And he was like, no, but I mean, I don't know. We had a conversation that I really didn't like it much. Like, he had a rather different point of view. I don't know. I felt like, I mean, I didn't feel like supported 100% by him. So, and I guess it's normal because, you know, he's a doctor and we are not supposed to, you know, agree in everything, on everything. So, yeah, let's see what happens. If I don't feel comfortable anymore, or, you know, whatever, I will maybe just quit for a couple of months, and then when I'm back home, maybe I get to go back to therapy on a video call, FaceTime or whatever. Well, anyway, thank you for being there, and take care. Take care, every one of you. And yeah, that's it. I don't know. For me, it's just, I mean, yeah, it's January again and all that, but for me, it's just, it's not like a big deal. Like, oh, Christmas and New Year and all that. I mean, for me, it's just nothing special. It's just another day, another Monday, another month, another, you know. But anyway, take care and thank you for being there all this time. See you soon.